Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Just a quick disclaimer today. When you look at your cell phone and you pull up the weather channel and the first thing it says across top is pollen alert, I don't know about the rest of you, but I've been struggling with this for 2 weeks. So if I have to stop and try to get my voice going again, you'll just need to understand. I'm going to begin this morning's sermon with a bit of a confession, which will not come as a big surprise to many of you, but it may to some. But I am a science fiction junkie. And I have been as far back as I can remember. I wasn't old enough to remember the first year that Star Trek came on the scene. But I remember every rerun from age 6 to age 58. I know everyone. I have grown up with Star Wars, seeing the first movie when I was a senior in high school. I can remember what seat I sat in and who was sitting next to me when I saw that. The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings were required reading in high school. And faithfully reread those books every 5 to 6 years because every time I reread the books, I found something that I had missed. Just absolutely love them. And then, of course, in the last 15, 20 years, what comes on the scene but Harry Potter. Now, those books I haven't read because when they get to be about that thick, they get just a touch intimidating. So I will leave it up to Hollywood to tell the story. The one thing all of these things have in common, whether you like science fiction or not, it is always a classic story about good versus evil, about light versus dark. And in each story, there's always a particular hero that is granted or gifted with some special gift to win the day, and or is helped from someone that has those same types of talents to win the day. But I'm thankful to say that in all of the stories that I love so much, the light always wins over the darkness. And I don't think that's inaccurate because in the end, light always prevails over darkness. When you watch these things, you tend to wonder a bit about the imagination of the people that create them. And yet when you watch them the way I do, you study Scripture and you read Scripture, you begin to see some parallels that are just glaring and that you can't explain. So it tends to make you wonder, is this really all coming out of their imagination, or are they drawing from things that have been around and with us for thousands of years with just a little tweak for Hollywood's sake? Well, I'm going to share with you one of those stories very briefly. It is Star Wars. And when the series came out, it came out right in the middle of it. So lately in the years, we've been seeing things prior and things past. But in the beginning, there was a young man raised by his aunt and his uncle. His name was Luke. Luke had this sense and this urging that he wanted to be part of something bigger. At that time, there was a war going on. And within him lied something that he received at birth. And that was the ability to focus and to use what the movie called the Force. Now, in the movie, what this is that this is a life force that is created by all living things. Not simply just the planet you're on, but the energy within the galaxy in which you lived. You could draw this in, and certain individuals, if they were so blessed, could focus and use this for good and for evil. So through the prompting of his first mentor, he seeks out the last living Jedi Master. And if you've ever seen the movie, he's a cute little guy. He stands about this high. His name is Yoda. And Yoda begins instruction, begins him to feel and to be able to use this power that he has within him. But always through the process, beware of the dark side. Beware of the dark side. Beware of anger. Beware of fear. Because these things lead down a path which you cannot turn back from. Luke asks the question, is the dark side stronger? And his mentor answers, no, faster, easier, but not stronger, not more powerful. Which lends to the next question. How will I know when I am living in the light? And his answer was, when you are at peace, when you are calm, when you are focused, when fear no longer exists in you. Now, if you stop for a moment and you think about that story and you think about the parallels with Jesus' teachings and how he taught, that too is where we are at. Jesus taught peace. He taught love. He taught away from anger and violence because he knew those things could not win the day. We had a Lord and Savior that came not with a sword, but with gospel, with love and forgiveness, and we are still having that conversation 2,000 years later. In the gospel lesson today, he is preparing his disciples for his leaving, something they are terribly, terribly at odds with. They are struggling with it. Here is a man that isn't supposed to be. He's only 33 or 34 years old. Where are you going? Their whole lives were centered around a man that they had followed for 3 years, and he is leaving. They still don't understand, but he promises them an advocate. He promises them the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit that would be with them, that would explain things, that would help them explain things, but bring them to a level of peace that they knew that God and Jesus were always with them. Now, the difference between the two is simply this. The Holy Spirit is not something that is derived out of the life force of things living. The Holy Spirit is life itself. It emanates from the Father. It was there before all life and all creation, and it will be there long after all life and all creation that we know are gone. It is that thing that God gives us of himself through our Lord Jesus that penetrates us, that just takes our lives if we let it, and it brings us peace. It brings us calm. It brings us focus. And it takes away the fear that we live with in each day, and finally the fear of death. It takes it all away. But this is a gift not given by birth, but chosen by God to give where and when he chooses. Now, today being Holy Trinity Sunday, the temptation in many commentaries was, how to explain that to you? How do we explain one God in three parts? I have opted not to do that. I'm going to leave that alone today. And I'm simply going to say that as you get older, as I age, I look at things, and instead of trying to dot the I's and cross the T's, I simply take them on faith. And if God says, this is how I operate, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that the living Word is our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is his Spirit that dwells in us, then that's good enough for me. And I'm hoping that through sermons like this, and this sermon today, that you come to understand that that is the case as well. It's something you can simply take on faith. But if there's one thing that I need, or that I desperately want to leave you with today, is to know that that Spirit exists, that that Spirit is real, that that Spirit never leaves us, and that Spirit exists in each and every one of you. That is God's gift. That dwells in you. And it dwells in you to shape not only your own life, but to make a difference in everything we do. It is there to comfort us, to guide us, and in the end, to know that even death has lost its sting in the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, the font that you pass when you walk in, and I hope every now and then you run through that and you dip your hand in that water, Because in simple earthly elements of water and word, God blesses you with the Holy Spirit at baptism. Something that can never be removed. You may walk away from it, but he'll never walk away from you. And it's that Spirit that comforts us throughout our lives. Let's face it, we can't control what happens in this life. We like to think we can, but we can't. But what we can hold on to and know for certain is that we are never alone. That Spirit dwells within us. The Spirit of God, in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is there. You can believe that. You can trust that. And I hope that in all we do, that we allowed it to lead and to be a part of who we are every day of our lives, that we can live in peace, that we can be calm in any circumstances, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, fear nothing. That's my hope and my prayer today for you. Amen.